AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media media channels at Twitter, Business on AD, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, our Facebook group page for Women on the Edge, Women in Business. That is the Facebook page name. Post your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views, frustrations, whatever you want to post out there. It's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known, ladies, to connect, and maybe you can do a little business out there with one another. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with your questions and or comments. Every week, I like to thank our listeners for tuning in. We just appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that adds value to your professional development and small business entrepreneurship growth, and maybe your employment growth, leadership growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Critical thinking is hard work. It's hard work. That's why so few people do it. You know, I've been quoting Albert Einstein, this particular quote, for several weeks. And it's amazing. It's amazing how often people want to go around critical thinking. It's hard work. And so few people, that's why so few people do it. Albert Einstein, I am certainly glad he, you know, did what he needed to do to continue to critical think. And you know what, if you spend time, one of the things that I do, I'll take my business journal. I have a business journal, and I'll sit on my back porch, and I really haven't done much of that this last summer. We're in a drought. My backyard doesn't look as green as it used to. In fact, it doesn't look green at all. It's pretty brown, you know, and I usually have my waterfall going, and my waterfall is not going because we're in a drought, and so we, you know, can't, you know, utilize those particular, you know, just those extra fun things. But I'll sit back there, and I'll take my business journal, and I'll think about my business. I'll think about where I want to be. I'll think about where I've been. I will, you know, come up with different things that may be useful for entrepreneurs, startup businesses, small businesses. And so I'm trying to just walk through doing what I do. And so I will sit out there and think. And it's really great. So if you get a chance, maybe this weekend, take a journal and just sit in your quiet place and think about maybe what you're not thinking about. Think about what you're doing at work. You know, how can I be a better employee? What can I do to attract my boss's attention? Or what can I do to go to another level if you're C-level? You know, just because you're a C-level employee doesn't mean that there's not other. In fact, C-level people tend to want to achieve higher levels. But you sit and think. You slow down and sit and think about where you want to be. In fact, you might not want to be where you're at. You know, so it's really great to just sit down and just spend some time with a nice cup of coffee, your whatever that is, and think about what you want for your future in terms of your profession. And you really, really will get a lot out of that. It's absolutely fantastic. And I can do a whole teaching on that, but I'm not. It's just food for thought. So my On the Edge Power question tonight is, how serious are you about your business? How serious are you about your business? You know, are you serious enough to put some critical thinking into your business? You know, I've learned your customers teach you things. My customers teach me things. I have a real passion to help the small business startup person. And And the reason is a lot of startup companies aren't backed by venture capitalists. They are not backed by any bank loans. They're not backed by angel funding. They're starting with whatever's in their pocket. And so, which means that they don't have a lot of resources and they need some support. And so many organizations that have small business solutions will not spend time with you because you are not on their radar. And so what I try to do is help you grow to being on that radar, being on a Salesforce radar, being on a radar for products and tools that you can gravitate to getting. Salesforce has some great tools, sales tools for small businesses, but they're a little pricey. And so if you don't have the resources, then, you know, somehow you have to gravitate to those levels. And so what I try to do is help small businesses get there. And, of course, we help other small businesses that are in different situations. And so we run the gamut. But I do focus on helping that young business that everyone kind of passes by. But here's something that I've learned by some of these types of business owners. I've got a little bit of a bone to pick. So I think I'm going to go ahead and do that. Here's the thing. I've decided not only do I want to help that young business, that entrepreneur that has started their business, they've taken whatever funding they have in their bank account and they started their business. Only they're not as serious as they thought they were. And, you know, you get into business and you find out it's really hard work. It's hard work. It's critical thinking. And if you're not serious and you get into it and it's like you start getting to a place where it's like I'm not going to work as hard, or I'm not going to put in the effort as much as I want. I'm going to try to ride someone else's coattails. And I say this in my training classes. You can't build your business on my back. And so I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to do that. It's very, very difficult place to be in. And I've been in that place just trying to help so many businesses. And what'll happen is it'll drain you. So if you're not a motivated small business owner, you're not motivated to really do what it takes, then I'm not the coach for you. Why? Because if you're not motivated, then I can't get you motivated to do something you don't want to do. You know, I do inspire and I do motivate, but you have a group of small business owners, honest to God. Can I say it like this? Honest to God. Just go get a job. Just don't be in business. Go get a job and maybe do what you like. Freelance it or part time, and it's a residual stream of just a different stream of income. It's not really residual. You're working for it, but maybe it's just another way for you to get some additional income, and you can work 5 to 8 hours extra a week or something like that. But building a real business, and you're not serious, it's a waste of my time. It's a waste of other coaches' time. It's a waste of your money. And so I say this, how serious are you about your business? You have to be serious. You know, the number one question that I'm asked by business owners, new business owners, and it's so funny because they get so frustrated. They're like, and it's not asked in a nice way. And they'll say, why do I need a business plan? What do I need a business plan for? It's almost like, why do I need a business plan? You just want my money. I'm like, really? I'm trying to help you, in your business so you have a roadmap to success. And you're thinking, because of the cost of what it takes to build a business plan or to get the coaching or get the support that you need, that someone's just off after your money. So, but let's just clarify this. All businesses are in business to make money. So if you're in business, you're in business to make money. So you are after, thank you very much, you're after someone's money. You're after the opportunity to monetize. So let's not act like that's not happening. It's happening. And so that's okay. But why do I need a business plan? And so my response to that question is success. And this is one of my old quotes. This is my quote. Success is not by accident. It is purposed and it is planned. You go around you can't go around the process to reach optimal goals. It's just impossible. You've got college plans, wedding plans, party plans. You're all excited about party plans. you'll plan a party. Life plans. You won't do life plans. You got building plans. If you're trying to build a building, you've got planning works. Why do people plan? Because it works. It works. You're statistically proven that you have a higher opportunity to be successful if you plan. You know, if you plan your trip, and that's what we plan trips. So why not plan to be successful in your business? It's just a thought. It's just a thought. You know, I've been this last month or so, last month and a half, I've been working with a lot of small businesses on their business plans. And most of them are writing their plans, and I'm really, really proud of them. And what I'm doing is just kind of guiding and coaching them through, you know, making sure that they're putting the right things in their plan, if they're looking for some sort of funding or if it's just for them to be able to have that map for their business. You know, there's different types of business plans depending on your use for that business plan. And so having a business plan is the best decision you'll ever make for your business. Why? You know, I came into the studio tonight and I'm helping this young man who has a dream to have his own business in the audio production world. And young guy, just awesome, like a son. You know, he's a little bit older than my son. And I sent him over a startup kit package to start his business. And I said, so did you get my kit? And it had a lot of kind of homework in it, questions, things. He said, you know what? He said, I've bought a lot of gear to do what I do in my industry. He said, but I didn't think about what your packet did. Is it's got me thinking about what I wasn't thinking about. And that's what planning does. It gets you to think about what you're not thinking about. Why? Because we always like doing what we do. That's easy. But planning and purposing to be successful in it is a whole nother thing. So that's just food for thought on build a business plan. If you're not sure what to do, give us a call at 408-205-4056 and connect with our office or email me at businessontheedge@businessontheedge.biz and we'll get you the right tools so you can get moving forward. When we come back, I got a very special guest to talk a little bit more about what you can do once you got your business going in the right direction. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. If you're just tuning in, I was talking a little bit about the value and the importance of planning your business, writing a business plan, critical thinking, doing the things that the due diligence that you need to do to really be successful as a business owner. And, you know, so many business owners really don't want to do the work that it takes, because once they get into it, it's a surprising, really, that there's so much work that it takes to be great as a business owner. But if you're going to do it, you know, put in the effort, put in the work, put in the real work that it takes. Don't expect someone else to carry your business on their back. You know, do things that you really should be doing for your business. And the one thing that you can do is build a strong business plan. And here's the thing, is not everyone are writers. And so if you're not a writer and you don't know how to do it, you do have resources. And I've been talking about SBDC for weeks as well, since I have become certified as a Small Business Development Center advisor. But it's a resource that I've shared over the years as well. SBDC, SBA, SCORE, you know, entrepreneurs, centers, small business advocates that are within your city. So many resources out there for you that are low cost and no cost, so you can get the resources that you need. And this is all over the United States. So this is not just a California resource. This is a national, you know, these national resources with SBA and SBDC, and SBDC actually will have their advisors help you. They will not write the plan for you, but they will help guide you through it so you're not alone in it. And so I do get it. And it's a little overwhelming, you know, when you're trying to write a plan, but you can get it done. I have on my show tonight Morris Coe. Morris Coe has been on my show a few times. In fact, he was on not long ago, I think towards the end of last year, with Rob Black. We were talking about investing. And Morris Coe is a private investor in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I bring him on from time to time because I think he's doing some very unique things in Dallas with regards to property ownership, selling and buying, and using private lenders and different strategies to not only help people get into homes, but also helping you create a residual income. And one of the things that I'd like to see small business owners do, and women in business, and just in general, if you have some, you know, extra capital that's kind of lying around and you're not sure what to do with it, this is a good place to kind of consider doing something with your money, especially in Dallas, Texas, with home buying versus California. I'm just saying. Morris, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome, Margaret. Thank you for having me. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. So catch us up. What's going on with your property investing down there? You know, what kind of inventory do you have? What can our listeners, you know, and this is all over the United States, do to get involved with, you know, getting some of these properties that you have there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
Okay. Well, we're actively involved all the time in buying properties throughout the Fort Worth Metroplex. We look for properties almost daily. And what people could do to be involved in the real estate market here with us is basically two ways. One way is to become a private lender or a private investor. If you have investment funds that, you know, you want to put in a secure place, real estate is the best vehicle for you. And, you know, nowadays a lot of people are kind of pulling their money out of paper assets and putting it into more real assets. And I think, real estate, particularly residential real estate, is a great place to put it. And the other way that you can get involved with real estate is to be a wholesale buyer of properties. A lot of times find a lot of good deals in Dallas, and then what we do is pass them on to other investors who are looking to, you know, actually rehab properties, hold on to them, or either sell them at retail price. So there's a couple of ways that you can, you know, actually get involved if you're a person that is looking to, you know, be involved in real estate as far as an investor type person who wants to, you know, actually buy houses and sell houses. We have opportunities for you, or you want to be a person that is looking for a high rate of return on their capital that they may have, and put it into real estate where, you know, you get the high rates of return and you know it's real predictable what you're going to make, and it's a real, real safe investment
right
for you.
Right. That, you know, I'm so excited about you sharing this information. We're going to go ahead and go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to expand a little bit and dig a little bit deeper there with Morris Coe on property investment. AM 1100, AM 1220 KDOW.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
I like that. That downbeat on that drum. Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. We're talking investment. We're talking preparing. We're talking opportunities here. If you're just tuning in, I have Morris Coe here with me on the line from Dallas-Fort Worth, private investor. And Morris, you know, when we went to break, you just kind of gave us an overview of the different types of ways that you can invest in property, and it's really a great place and really a safe place to kind of put your money if you're looking to invest. And so can you tell us a little bit about the types of, you know, the type of inventory that you have and what would be attractive for, say, a Californian investor or even a private lender to, you know, get involved with maybe some of the properties that you have there in Dallas area?
Okay, sure. Dallas-Fort Worth has a vast market as far as, you know, the price range is concerned. There's a lot of opportunity out there. We as a company, we do anywhere from 2 to 4 properties a month, and usually we are in a market, a bread and butter market. For an example, I found a property today. It's worth about $175, and we'll probably end up getting it for about $120. It doesn't need a lot of work on this particular property, so it's a great property. I'm really excited about it right now. But you know, we do have different, you know, price ranges. Even some properties that are lower in price range than that we are involved in. Basically, we go in and, you know, just make sure that we get the property at a really good price, and that we can also provide our private lenders with a great rate of return on investment, and also even provide other investors with a great property at a good price. So they can you know, make money on the property. It's you know, we have, you know, quite a bit of inventory here in Dallas. The market is really good right now. It's a seller's market right now, where properties are you know, the real estate market is going up. The properties are selling a lot faster in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We have a lot of people moving into this area right now, and the demand for property is really high. The rental market is great. I'm noticing that the rents are getting higher on housing, period. So it's a great time to get into the market, but you have to work fast, you know, because it's a competitive market, so we've got to get in there and get contracts done and get, you know, get things done quickly.
Right. In fact, I'm going to bring Frank Cancilla into this conversation and right before we go to break, and we're going to give – Frank is here in the Bay Area with, you know, a real estate broker, and, you know, you're buying and selling homes. You're just phenomenal in terms of your processes. We've had you on probably a couple of weeks ago. We had you on here, Frank. So before we go to break, can you just kind of weigh in on how the market's doing with housing and in real estate?
Sure. First of all, thank you for having me on, Norbert.
Sure.
And Morris, hello. Basically, I want to echo what Morris has been saying, that in the Bay Area, our homes are selling very fast. We are shortage on homes, so it is a seller's market. And if we can put a home on the market one day, and the same day it could sell. During vacation time right now, it's slowing down a little bit, but it is still great. It's moving fast and, you know, than it's ever done before. So our market really in the Bay Area is as fast probably as Dallas. So, that's what I wanted to, you know, to echo, that we are in a fast moving business right now.
Right. We're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how you out there, audience, can get connected with Morris and Frank. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Yeah. When we come back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, we are talking to Morris Coe and Frank Kinsella about how you can get involved with the real estate market, and that's here in the Bay Area or Dallas-Fort Worth. And so, Frank, tell us a little bit about, our, you know, for our audience to get connected with you, you're buying and selling homes, if they need to connect with you. You are one of the things that I want to say about Frank is Frank is a community pillar, in with regards to being a you know, real estate broker, he is connected, strongly connected with our civic leaders, our you know, again, the various communities. You're like the community hero. In fact, you won the community hero awards a couple of times. You've been Citizen of the Year. And so if you want someone helping you with your the buy or sell of your home, Frank is a, you know, I would just say he's the best candidate for that, for him to take you to where you need to be with your goals for your, whether you're buying or selling your home. So share a little bit, Frank, and then, you know, kind of just pitch to the audience and let them know how they can get connected with you.
Yeah, well, one of the tips I like to give to the buyers, especially at the present time, is since the market's moving so fast, one tip that they would need, it's the first thing they will really need to do to be ready to make an offer, is to talk to a loan officer, to a bank, and to get pre-qualified to make sure what they can afford. Be ready to make an offer if the right home comes available for them, because, like I said, as the market moves so fast, you don't have much time to, I found a home, now let me go get pre-qualified. Let me go see what I qualify for. So I suggest that anyone that is interested in purchasing a home, the first thing to do is talk to a bank loan officer and say, okay, what do I qualify for? And after that, just go to the next step. And for a free consultation that I'm always available for, my consultations are always free to see what will be important to the family, what they will need. And the best way to reach me for a free consultation is 408-821-1291. Again, 408-821-1291. And again, get pre-qualified. Find out what's really important to you after that. But the most important thing really to be ready as a buyer is find out what you qualify for, what you can purchase.
Absolutely.
So that's my great tip for the day.
Absolutely fantastic. And again, if you want to get connected with Frank, that's 408-821-1291. That's 408-821-1291. And you would not have a better person in your corner here in the Bay Area that can work with you with regards to your business. I'm going to jump back to Morris Coe. Morris, we don't want to have you sitting there idle too long. Now, sometimes, you know, people are doing more than just buying homes. They're investing. They're investment properties. They're opportunities. And so what are some of the opportunities you have? You talked about wholesale, like, for example, the home that you found for $175,000 can go for that, and you might get it for $120,000. Say someone wants to connect with you on that particular home. What's the square footage on that? I'm just curious.
You know what, Margaret? I think that square footage is around 2,300 square feet. I just walked through it today. It's a short sale situation. So, the reason why I'm saying I think we may get it at that price, you know, it all depends on if the bank, you know, accepts the offer or whatnot. But, you know, a way the person could possibly, you know, get involved with it is, you know, become a private lender on this particular property. And, or, you know, if the person is interested in buying the property, we can definitely talk about that as well. But I'm definitely looking for a private lender that will purchase this property and provide the funding to rehab this property. Then we will turn around and sell the property to a person that's going to live in there.
Wow. Now, give us a little genesis of Morris Coe. You've been private lending now for, or excuse me, not private lending, but private investor now for more than 15 years or so. So you have a track record there in the Dallas area, just to give our audience a little bit of more information with regards to who you are. But probably 15 years or more?
Yes. Yeah, I've probably bought over 200 homes in the Dallas-Fort Worth area during that time. And, you know, I just, I mainly buy and hold, in a sense. Right now, I'm doing a lot of owner financing where the buyer sometimes doesn't have, can't, unable to get a bank loan, and they can, they do have a, you know, a down payment, and they can purchase the home from me without, you know, going to a bank and qualifying right now. So if they have, you know, credit challenges, we can do some owner financing in a few years. They can this will help them get their credit back where it should be, where they can qualify a loan, for a loan. And then, you know, we can help them get the property refinanced and actually, you know, sold to them.
So this is what we're going to do. If you want to connect with Morris Coe, private investor, connect with us here at Business on the Edge, on the edge at businessontheedge.biz, or give me a call at 408-205-4056. And that'll get you connected with Business on the Edge, and we will get you connected with Morris Coe for you to be able to kind of talk a little bit about what type of inventory he has, maybe what you're interested in with regards to possibly investing. And if you're a small business, you know, again, I encourage small businesses to definitely find ways to add value to your small business by investing in different opportunities. And property is just one great way to do that. So again, if you want to get connected with Morris Coe Property Investment in Dallas, the Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth area, give us a call at 408-205-4056, and we will get you connected. Or you can email me directly at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up with Frank and Morris, and then we will see you next weekend, 4 a.m. 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're having a little, just kind of a powwow tonight, relaxing, laid back, talking about investing, talking about an opportunity to buy or sell your home. We talked a little bit about really critical thinking about your business and doing the work that it takes to be in business, writing a business plan at the top of our show. But we're wrapping up tonight with Morris Coe, property investor down in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. And then, of course, we have the Bay Area Ichi guru, Frank Kinsella. If you heard the commercial during this last break, excellent commercial, Frank. Fantastic. You have won all the awards that you could win in California for, like, how many different awards was it? I mean,
I don't know. I lost track.
I'm losing track. You know, if this was the Grammys, you would have just swept. You know, you just swept everything. So before we get out of here tonight, you know, give us your thought or your advice for, you know, buying and selling your home. You know, take about a minute and then tell our audience how they can get connected with you. And then, Morris, I'm going to have you do the same thing. And I'm going to cheerlead for these guys because you're doing business. When I recommend someone, I'm recommending trusted individuals, trusted business owners, trusted people that have your best interest in mind. Do they want to, you know, make money and profit? Absolutely. That's why they're in business. We talked about that at the top of the show. So don't ever get offended when people are trying to sell you, because if you're in business, you're trying to sell someone as well. So, but when I, you know, if I'm sitting on this show and I am recommending, I'm recommending because they, you know, these people that we bring on and these businesses that we bring on are trusted. I am not going to recommend anyone and bring anyone on this show that I do not feel comfortable, you know, putting in front of our audience. I appreciate your listenership and your trust in what I'm providing, and I want to make sure that you're getting the best. So, Frank, so give us about, you know, a minute of tip here.
Well,
with our
first of all, thank you for your great comments and support. I'm going to give an edge tip for the buyers to basically, the first and best thing they should do is to get fired to see what they qualify for so that they can make that offer as soon as they find the proper home, the home that will fit their needs. And one tip for the sellers, one of the things that I always recommend to sellers is to make their home welcoming. Have people, when they walk in their home, to be a warm feeling, to have a house looking not spotless, not to completely be everything perfect. But when people walk in their home, they have a warm feeling that it's like, it's basically welcoming.
Right.
It's like, I am happy to be in this home. I can see myself living in this home. And that's a feeling that sometimes only the homeowners can make the house look so so bright that it is welcoming.
Sure, sure.
And that's one thing that I always suggest to any seller. So those are my great tips that I give to the sellers at the beginning. There's a lot more that goes to it. But those are the tips for the seller that I normally start with. And then the buyer, like I said, just go get pre-qualified. And the best way to reach out to me to get a free consultation and see what I recommend or what I suggest is, again, by calling me at 408-821-1291. Again, 408-821-1291.
And so that's
Margaret, thank you for having me on the show.
Sure, sure. We only have about a minute left before we get out of here. So I'm going to do a quick pitch for Morris. Morris, thank you so much for coming on. You're a property investor right there in Dallas, Texas. He has a large inventory of different properties that you can take advantage of. And so if you are interested in getting involved with property investment in the Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth area, give us a call at 408-205-4056 or email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And we've got about 30 seconds left here on the show. Again, 408-205-4056. Get connected with us, and these guys can help you take your real estate ventures to another level. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader. Have a great weekend.